Well, as we are currently in the thick of hurricane season, tropical weather abounds, and therefore Bob Kimmerite, plant pathologist with the University of Georgia, says growers need to be aware of the spread of soybean rust.
For growers in Georgia, for growers in Alabama, for growers in Florida, we know that Asian soybean rust is confirmed right now in some counties along the Florida-Georgia border. On the Florida side, Jefferson, Leon, Gadsden counties, we now know it's down around Mobile Bay. With more moisture, with winds blowing up out of the Gulf, they will carry spores. Our soybean crop is approaching or has reached reproductive growth and is susceptible to this. The wet weather, the movement of spores could all influence what we're going to have to see and how we're going to manage
the
disease.
An extension agronomist with the University of Florida, David Wright, adds that our cold winter did give the soybean rust a slower start. However, southeastern farmers need to pay close attention to the weather and the current spread of the disease.
You need to watch out for the scouting reports, the sentinel plots that we have all over the country in the soybean producing states. And we can pretty well track where it is, and you do need to watch out for it, because we have had fields that should have been 45 bushel soybeans that are 6 bushel soybeans, but that's not the average, but it can happen.
For more assistance in tracking the spread of the disease, producers can visit StopSoybeanRust.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.